USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald J. Trump is underway in the Senate. At issue today is the constitutionality of holding the trial itself. Counsel to the former president argue the campaign can't be tried because he's out of office. Tom Cotton agrees.
No one is ignoring what happened over the last couple months, and of course it's going to be part of Donald Trump's legacy. But that doesn't change the fact that I believe, as I said on the day the House passed this rush article of impeachment, that it's simply beyond the constitutional authority of the Senate.
The Arkansas Republican speaking there on Fox News. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. Texas initially filing the lawsuit because the deportation moratorium, in their opinion, violates federal law. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A manhunt is underway after a hacker tries to contaminate a Florida city's water supply.
Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water system. The chemical, also known as lye, is used to remove metals and control acidity in drinking water, and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Fewer people watched this year's Super Bowl than any other NFL title game since 2007. CBS saying 94.6 million people watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Sad news out of Chiefs Kingdom as former Chiefs coach Marty Schottenheimer has passed away. Schottenheimer dying Monday after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A team of experts from the World Health Organization is wrapping up their work in Wuhan, China, where they've been investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The team saying the virus that causes COVID-19 most likely entered the human population through an intermediate animal and is highly unlikely to have leaked from a laboratory. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News he's not buying it.
Well, Bill, I've seen that headline, and I must say the reason we left the World Health Organization was because we came to believe that it was corrupt, it had been politicized, it was bending a knee to General Secretary Xi Jinping in China. I hope that's not the case here with what they've announced today. I'll look forward to seeing their reports and analysis, but I don't believe it's the case that they got access that they needed. I know they didn't get access they needed in a timely fashion, and I hope that they got to see all the data, all the science, into the lab, talk to the doctors, interview them in private, in places where they could actually tell the truth about what took place, not under the supervision of a Communist Party person sitting in the back of the room making sure that they towed the Communist Party line. So look forward to seeing the results. Right. I continue to know that there was significant evidence, Bill, that this may well have come from that laboratory.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. At USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.